Today on this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about mobile marketing for your business. You see, a lot of students and clients of mine say, David, why do we really need to focus on mobile marketing? Well, I'll give you a few tips on this podcast today. Today is now Friday, 13th of April. I'm recording this live in Pattaya Beach in Thailand. It's Songkran Thai New Year Festival. So welcome to the podcast. If you run a business today, it's important to consider how mobile users are accessing your website. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever actually checked to see if your current website is mobile responsive, mobile friendly, and it doesn't just fit on the screen and you have to pinch it and punch it just to see the text, but it actually really looks good? If you haven't, it's something you should definitely look into straight away. You see, creating a mobile version of your site, it's not that difficult. In fact, many newer WordPress themes are mobile responsives. And it may even be worth your while to change your theme if you have to, because 2002 themes, 2007 themes, etc., were great back then. But 2018 is upon us. Now, you should get into the habit of checking your Google Analytics as well and your website stat logs. Check to see what browser people are accessing your site with. No doubt there'll be a high number of mobile users, and I know that from checking all of my sites. This number is sure to increase as, how can I say, the popularity of mobile devices grow. And when I say mobile devices, I'm talking about iPads, I'm talking about Samsung Android phones, I'm talking about iPhones, I'm talking about Huawei's, etc., Sony's, you name it. Now, when creating your website and adding new content, it pays to consider how mobile users will see it, the layout, the look, the feel, etc., as I said previously. Now, this is very true for e-commerce type sites as well. You want to ensure that your customers can buy via their mobile browser or their mobile device, should I say. Otherwise, you might lose out or you will lose out on some sales. You need to understand that people are so busy, and even if they access a message on their smartphone, it doesn't mean that they'll visit your site when they get home to their computer. Chances are they get so busy, tied up with their family, friends, going out, etc., or with something else, and forget about your great offer, no matter how enticing it was when they first saw it. So take the time to test out the purchase system on your mobile device, even if it's linked up to a merchant account, PayPal, whatever. If you don't own one, then ask a friend to test a purchase for you through their mobile device. Things to take notice of include how the website itself displays, if any graphics display properly or incorrectly, and the actual process of logging into your payment processing system and then downloading your product or receiving emails for your services, etc. Now, not all mobile devices operate the same way, and not all operate in the same look and feel on the screen from, you know, vertical to horizontal, etc. And people on iPads often have a hard time opening zip files. Now, if you come across any type of issue, try to find a solution for it. Now, of course, if you run into an issue, no doubt many of your customers or clients will too. And if you need any help in that regard, talk to me at davidkavner.com. I'm happy to help you out and, you know, give you some guidance, hints, tips and suggestions. Now, just post your recommendations along with your instructions or add them to your frequently asked questions page if you're putting it on your mobile site. Another area to look at when it comes to mobile devices is to see how your social sites display. Now, these sites are accessed by your customers on a daily basis, so ensuring that they display correctly could potentially help you increase your fan base, which can turn from suspects to prospects into customers or clients and into raving fans and affiliates. So if you haven't considered the aspect of mobile marketing, I really feel it's about time you just do this. My name's David Kavner, and as I said, it's now Friday the 13th of April here in Pattaya Beach in Thailand. I look forward to talking to you on the next David Kavner Coaching Podcast. Until then, you have a beautiful day.